This is What You Said podcast. My name is Miss Tavy, and I rebranded my podcast for 2024. So if you are here, it's only because you want to hear some real stuff. Because here we talk about real life situations and ways to elevate and grow from the situations that we went through. There's no sugarcoating, no beating around the bush, none of that. No, we talk about real stuff, real life, real situations. And then we reflect on how to grow and how to elevate, not be stagnant. So again, welcome and thank you. The stupidest shit I've ever heard is motherfuckers say, why did you choose to be a single mother? I don't really think anybody chooses to be a single mother. I think people go into a situation thinking that, okay, me and this dude, we done had a baby. We can raise this baby together. We can be together. Now, I will say some people are ignorant to co-parenting. Because if you have someone to help you raise a child, regardless of whether y'all are together or not, if that man is there and willing to help raise that child, and he's the father of that child, and you don't let him, then that's ignorant. And that's bullshit. But I really don't think that people or women, I could be wrong. And that, so I'm just going to speak on myself. I didn't go into this situation thinking that, oh, yeah, I want to be a single mother. And I hear a lot of people say you should choose better. You should have chose better. Why would you put yourself in that situation? You can't talk about it until you've been in that situation. Like, you can't put your two cents on, oh, I would have did this, or I would have did that. You don't know what the fuck you would have did until you're in that situation. But as for me, I didn't want to be a single mother. I really didn't. Now, the choices that I made, maybe I could have chose better baby fathers. But at the time, those baby fathers came as their representative and not themselves. Like, my first baby father was a drug dealer. Sold more dope than a little bit. In and out of jail all the time. And I knew better. But it was the dope boy life. I fucking knew better. So I take responsibility in saying I could have chosen a better baby father. You know what I'm saying? With my son's, you know, donor, I didn't know he liked to beat on women. I didn't know that. The red flags didn't start showing until I was pregnant. It was too late. I wasn't about to unalive my fetus, my embryo, because, you know, back then that's what I wanted. I wanted a child. I wanted someone to love me because I was tired of giving out love to other people. So I ended up having two kids, a boy and a girl. Now, there was no way for my daughter's donor to be around because he ended up getting killed in prison. There was definitely no way that my son's donor could be around because he tried to kill me multiple times. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to raise these kids. I hear a lot of people say government assistance, shit like that. I wish that shit was possible. The most the government has ever given me was food stamps. And wasn't a lot. So, you know, I don't get child support. I don't get Section 8 in housing. I couldn't even get that if I wanted to because of the life choices that I chose to be out in the streets selling dope and shit like that. You know, so trying to fucking feed my kids. But I don't see it as I chose to be a single mother. Even throughout the years of me raising these kids by myself, I've tried to build and have relationships. I even got married. Like, I got married thinking that, you know, I was going to have a helpmate or I was going to be their helpmate. But that didn't work out. And it's cool. Like, I ain't even mad at that situation. I never really wanted someone to play a father role in the kid's life. I just wanted a male role model for my kids. So I didn't want to be a single mother. It was not, oh, I'm just going to grow up and be a single mother. That was not my intention. That was not my goal. Shit happened. Life happened. Things happened to the point that it made me a single mother. Here I am. My kids are, you know, teenagers now. They're about to be 14 and 15. And I've been raising them by myself. Even when I was in a relationship, I was raising them by myself. Because the man that I was in a relationship with did not want to be a male role model or a father figure to my kids. And I didn't want him to. Because if you're not going to be a father to your own kids, why would I want you to be a father figure to my kids? You know? Didn't make sense to me. So I always, you know, was on him about having a relationship with his kids, regardless to what their baby mama had going on. That was my intentions. If we're going to be together, you're going to be a father to your kids, because it's bad enough there's fatherless kids out here. I grew up a fatherless child, and my father was alive, very much alive. But I grew up from the age 9 up until 16 or 17 when I signed myself out of the system. I grew up a fatherless child. Which sucks, because when it comes down to trying to figure out what type of man that you want to attract, or the type of man that you want, you kind of got to go through the ropes. You got to go through the ropes, because you don't have an example of what a good man is. And that's the one thing I hate about what I went through as a child. I didn't know what a good man was. I don't know what that is. I've never seen it. It's always the bullshit they show on TV, and then the shit you hear other people say they went through, but you never witnessed it. So I don't know what a good man is. So I went through the ropes growing up trying to figure out what type of guy I wanted. And I've dated them all. I've dated the drug dealers. I've dated the church ones. I've dated the ones that were in the closet. Yeah, because they didn't know they were gay until they were gay. Like, it's... I've dated some men out here. I've really only been in four or five serious relationships in my life. My baby father was like the first one. My daughter's donor. He was the first kind of serious relationship that I was in. And we were together for, you know, a few years. And then I ended up pregnant. And he went to jail. So that's the story. Everybody knows that story, because everybody knows somebody that done had a baby father that done went to jail and they were pregnant. Mine just ended up getting killed in prison. Or get it unalive. Let me say that. He was unalived in prison. So there was no way of making that relationship work, because he had 15 years. They was giving him 15 years on stupid shit that I told him that he should be careful of, but he ain't want to listen because I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm going to do what a man got to do. Okay. And, you know, that's what happened with him. So... And then I can't even say that I was in a serious relationship with my son's donor, because we were together, but I didn't love him. Maybe that's why he was beating my ass. Maybe that is why he was beating my ass. It's because I really didn't love him. In that moment, I was just in survival mode, because I just had a baby. Little baby. Just had a baby. I just had my daughter. And I really didn't know where to go. I was kind of out there in the world. Like, where do I go from here? How am I going to survive with the baby? And then I got with this motherfucker, and then I was pregnant again. So, yeah. There's that, you know. And then, you know, I had to move from place to place to place until I was able to find somewhere that I could be. And I ended up coming to North Carolina. And here I ended up in three relationships. That's when So my three relationships was here. And one of those relationships, you can't even consider it a real relationship. Because me and dude was together, but, you know, he had his ex-girlfriend coming over to my house while I was at work, selling drugs out my house. He was young. I was dumb. You know, I got locked up for his stupidity shit. Like, it was a lot of shit, you know? You start growing up when you start going through experience. So when I say I didn't choose to be a single mother. But I was, like I said, I'll take responsibility for being dumb, because my choosing of the man that I wanted to be with caused me to still end up being fucking single. Like, I'll take responsibility for that. When people say you should have chose better. I could see that, maybe, possibly. But then again, you have to take in consideration of the motherfuckers that come to you like, oh, you know, this is me. And it really don't be them. It be the representation of them. Their representative be coming up. And it don't really be them until you get in that relationship with them. And then you're like, oh, this is not it. Same thing with my marriage. I really tried to let a young man, I ain't gonna call him a boy, because that would be like belittling him. So I ain't gonna call him a boy. He was of age. He was adult age. But I really tried to let this nigga lead me. And he couldn't even lead himself. He had so many people in his ear telling him this, that, and the third, and still had a strong tie to his ex that it was bound to fail before it even started. And my dumb ass went and got married. I married his ass. Now, that definitely could have been, oh, you should have chose better. Because I was ready to settle down. I was ready to settle down and be with one person for the rest of my life. And that was it for me. But that was not it for him. And like they said, you should have chose better. I should have known better. But I didn't. And that lasted of all 3.5 years. I knew better. And I should have did better. And I just wanted stability. I was craving, and I wanted stability. I had 2 kids. I knew that the government wasn't finna give me shit. Like, I was just trying to get my life together, go back to college, get my degree, work, and take care of my kids. That's what I was trying to do. Didn't work out like that. And I wanted to be with somebody that was gonna have my back, and I was gonna have his back, and we was gonna elevate each other. But it didn't work out like that. It was like the more I poured in, the more that got sucked up out of me, and I started turning into this dark, angry person. Because this motherfucker wasn't in love with me. I don't even think he loved me, to be honest. And when you reflect back on shit, you be like, well, nah, he couldn't have. Because there's no way you can go and cheat on somebody the first year y'all get married. Like, the month or two after y'all get married. Like, a month after y'all get married, you go and cheat on somebody that you took vows with. I just couldn't understand that. And I didn't hold resentment towards him till it started happening too frequently, where the cheating just happened. And I just couldn't understand it. And then I realized I was the problem. So what did I do? I removed myself from the fucking situation. Thus putting me back as a single mother. So, because there's no point of us being together. I don't give a fuck. I'll raise these kids by myself. If I'd rather raise them by myself than sit here and let them watch me go through hell. And my kids watch me go through hell. You know? And then after that, I ended up in this relationship for about 5 years with this other dude, which was the last boyfriend that I've been with. The one that was not even being a... He wasn't... I ain't gonna say he wasn't being a father to his kids, because he wasn't there with his kids. His kids was in a whole nother state. Fucking 900 miles away. And he's here. And whatever beef that he had with him and his baby mothers, because I think he got 3 baby mothers. I think 3. Yeah, 3 baby mamas or 4. It might have been 3. But anyways, whatever beef he had with some of them, like that was not my business. What was my business is you being a father to your kids. So I did push that narrative with him all the time. Like, have you talked to your kids? Reach out to your kids. Regardless of what the baby mama is saying, if you got the opportunity to be there in your kid's life, be there in your kid's life. And that was that. But we're not together anymore because he was still in love with the first baby mother, who that's the one he had the first child with. Or the second child, first child. Anyways, she was of 17, 18 years, something. I think that was his first baby mama. So he was still in love with her. And he went back home. That's where he needed to be, with his fucking kids. And his kids are grown. He only got one that's like 9 years old or 10 or 11. Might be somewhere up in there. But be a father to your kids. So I said all that to say, I really don't think that people just put it in their heart to say, oh, I'm going to be a single mother. Now, you have these situations where I've heard lately that a dude will say, oh, I don't want no baby. And the woman will say she's still going to have the baby. So maybe she chose to be a single mother. Right? Maybe, if you want to put it like that. But I just don't really see anybody really saying, oh, I want to be a single mother. Because this shit is not fucking easy. This shit is really not easy. And if you don't have a village of people to help you raise a child or children, that shit is exhausting. Okay? Exhausting. And I don't have a village. I can't call somebody and say, hey, I need to take a day away from my kids. I need a day or two away from my kids. Can you watch them? I don't really have someone that I can do that with. I literally broke down last year to the point where I was like, man, I'll fucking go to the psych ward for put me in a hole for 72 hours just so I don't gotta think or do shit. Like, that's how bad it was for me one point in my life last year. Like, I was ready to go to the psych ward. Like, put me in a fucking room, turn the lights off, let me just sit here for 72 fucking hours. No mommy, no bills, no nothing. But then when I come out of that 72 hours, I still gotta go right back into the shit. Because I'm doing this shit by myself. So being a single mother is not easy. And if you don't got money like that, or you don't got a family backing you up, you're on your own. Literally on your own. And I cried so much about that within the past couple of years that I've learned that I just have to shut the fuck up, suck it up, and keep moving. Because then you're considered a weak bitch if you cry about it. Oh, you this, that, and the third. I have family on my dad's side that says, you can move down here to Georgia and we can help you. I don't understand it. And it's nothing against them. It's just that I am 30-something years old, almost 40. I haven't had family help me in years since I was fucking 7 or 8. 7 or 8. I think maybe 9. So you do the math. That's what, 20 some years? Right? No. Is that 20 some years? Yeah, that's about 20 some years. You talking about something come where to do what? I don't know y'all like that. Even if I was to go there, I'm still not comfortable because I'm not used to it. So not being used to it doesn't make it normal. Like, how, that's not going to be normal to me. I don't see it. This is family that I didn't grow up with because I grew up in foster home. I grew up in foster care. I came to South Carolina when I was like nine and a half going on 10. Yep. And I stayed with my grandma for a few years. And this was my great grandma on my mama's side. So I stayed with her for a few years. And then I ended up in foster care and foster home. And that's where I was at from nine and a half. Well, no, I left her when I was what? 11 or 12? Yeah. I left my grandma's house when I was like 11 or 12. Maybe. It might have been like 12. I wasn't even in high school yet. I was still in middle school. I was like 11 or 12. As a matter of fact, I was 13 because I lost my virginity when I was 13. And I lost it over there when I was staying with my grandma. Yep. So from 13 on to I was like 17, I was in several different foster homes, group homes, alternative homes. I was everywhere, all over the place. So, I have a family, no one. So I don't know nothing about that. All I know is me and my kids. So I said all that also to say that if you have family that is willing to help you, if you have a village that is willing to be there for you to help you raise your child, then you should definitely be grateful and take that in consideration because there are some of us who don't have nobody. Now, I can call a friend. I can call somebody right now. If my kids are hungry and they got it, they'll let me hold it just to get some food for my kids. If I got put out of my home right now, I have nowhere, nobody to go to. And stuff like that, it used to bother me. Not so much anymore because I just know that I have to go 10 times harder than the next man. Because I don't have anybody to fall back on. And that's real life. Like, real life. Like, I have people that... I've met them when I moved to Charlotte. Yeah. That I could call on. Within, like, the last 7 or 8 years. I have 2 or 3 people that I can call on. If some shit go down. If I get into a jam. Or if I need a little assistance. I can call on these people. And they're not family, but they're like family to me because they've been there for me when I needed some help. So I've had people that, oh, I got your back. I'm there for you. And never have been there for me. And I've always been there for them. And I ain't mad at them because it is what it is. But back to the topic, this whole single mother effect. Oh, you want to be a single mother? No. And then now in this time and age, you got to be fucking careful, right? Because I said that to say, like, my kids are teenagers now, right? And maybe I watch too much TV or maybe I hear too much shit that be going on, but I can't deal with the mental capacity of being in a relationship with someone and they funneling my kids. I'm going to jail. I'm going to wear an orange jumpsuit. You are going on a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to think like that. But I'm so overprotective now that I don't even think that being in a relationship at this moment is right. Living together definitely ain't right. My kids are teenagers. They know what the fuck's going on. What the fuck? And then you know what? Let me tell y'all this experience I had the other day. Well, one the other day, it was kind of like last year sometime. Last year. So I have been trying to date. I won't lie. I thought maybe if I find me a little companion, you know, it'll help ease my mind, because you be in mommy mode and work mode, sometimes you just want something else. Not even like sex, just something else to take your mind off of your responsibilities, because that's all you do, right? For me, that's all I do. I work, mommy, mommy, work, work, mommy, work, businesses, businesses, mommy, work. That's what I do. That's my life every day. So I thought that if I found a friend or something, then we could build some type of bond and get together, and it would help me take my mind off of this shit. Well, tell me why I'm on these dumbass dating apps trying to get to know somebody on a fucking dating app. And this is one dude, like, I saw him, but I wouldn't match with him. And I saw him again, and I didn't match with him. So then one day this motherfucker rolls by me, stops me in the middle of the street, and said, "I was wondering why you ain't want to match with me. I'm just trying to be your friend." Y'all, the shit that blew me was that the motherfucker said he in a relationship with a girl, but she boring him. She's getting boring. What? I'm like, then you tell her how to make this shit interesting before you go and cheat on her. So I was like, well, okay, I guess we could be friends, but that's about it. Because you got a girl. And then I didn't even feel comfortable with being his friend. But I wasn't going to judge him, because I don't judge people. You do what you do. That's you and your karma. That ain't got shit to do with me and mine. Right? So we talked. When I tell y'all, this shit lasted for like a week or two. The whole talking shit, it lasts for like a week. Or maybe two. But we were talking, and then one day he said some stupid shit like, "We gonna have so much fun." I'm like, "What kind of fun are you talking about?" He's talking something, you know. When he said that, I was like, "Oh no, nah. Oh no," nah, because you're trying to make me your sneaky link. I don't want to. No, I'm good. I don't want to be nobody's fucking sneaky link. I'm not gonna be no side chick. I'm good on it. Like, what? I'm a grown-ass woman that wants something other than some fucking sneaky link and being a side piece. Same thing for this married man. This nigga went and got married to a female. Listen, I'm going to leave that shit alone. I'm going to talk about that in my next podcast episode, because the shit blows my mind how people be doing people and then don't understand why shit comes back on them. Karma is a bitch. And if you ain't know, you need to take a look at your life and think about the fucked up shit that you have done to folks. That's why I don't try to do anything fucked up to nobody, because I don't want that karma coming back on me or my kids, because it can fall on your kids too. But one thing I will tell you about being a single mother, it has taught me that no matter what you're going through, your kids need you, because they didn't ask to be here. They didn't ask for this shit. My kids didn't ask to go through the shit that I went through when I was married, when I got divorced, when I got kicked out of my home, when we were staying in a hotel. They didn't ask for any of that shit. They didn't ask to be sleeping in a fucking one bedroom apartment with, you know, some crazy shit going on. They didn't ask for that. They didn't ask to be around a man that didn't really give a fuck about them. They didn't ask for that. So regardless to what was going on, I still had to be a mother at the end of the day. And motherfuckers can't understand that sometimes we need a break. But if you ain't got nobody to help you take that break, baby, it is what it is. But I honestly did not ask to be a single mother. It just so happened that the choices that I made were not the right choices. And everybody don't make the right choice all the time. Because guess what? It's called life. You live and you fucking learn. And you learn and then you move the fuck on so you don't do it again. And in my experience, right now, I can't see myself having a boyfriend. Why? Because I don't feel like I have the energy to put into them. Right now, like I said, my kids are teenagers. This is the most critical part of their life. When they were babies, that was the most critical part. Actually, their whole life is the most critical part. Their whole fucking life really is. Until they get grown to take care of themselves. But the energy, I had put so much energy in trying to make relationships work with the people that I was with. That you could damn near say I almost neglected my kids sometimes. I'm willing to say those are the mistakes that I've made. I was trying to love this man so much that I spent majority of my time with him when he was home. When he wasn't home, it was different. But when he was home, I tried to spend as much time with him as possible. So a part of that could be neglecting my kids during the times. I mean, I didn't like neglect them. Like, they had food and I made sure they ate and bathed and said I love you and got some hugs, but I wasn't spending enough time. Like, I wasn't spending all day every day with them. I don't know. And that could be because we spent so much time together. Me and my kids spent so much time together when we was in the shelter, and then when we was homeless staying in hotels, that I don't know. It's a work. It's work. And it's work on top of work, because not only do you have to continue to work on yourself as an individual and as a woman, you have to work on yourself so that you can be a better mother to your kids. And that's where I'm at in my life. I gave y'all that whole rundown for 20 some minutes just to get y'all to this point. I went through all the shit that I went through because I wasn't working on myself. When I started working on myself, I can tell the difference in my kids. That's where I was getting to. I was too busy trying to look for love and get love from people who didn't even love themselves. I was too busy trying to get other people to accept me and my kids when they didn't accept themselves. So I had to get to a point that in order for my kids to get better, I have to get better. And throughout the years, I can tell the difference in my kids. I swear on everything I love, I can tell the difference in my kids. Only because I have been able to work on myself as an individual and myself as a woman. And it's a beautiful thing. My kids are fucking smart. So when people say stupid shit like, oh, single mothers, what was that shit that lady said? Single mothers are the reason for so many bad something. They're a prodigy of bad. If I can remember what that lady said, I'ma share it. Because that lady said that single mothers are the worst and we bring out the worst, you know, people. And I disagree with that shit. 100%. Because a lot of us have come from a single mother. So what you trying to say? We pieces of shit? I ain't even come from a mother. No disrespect to the lady that birthed me in the world. She didn't raise me though. At all. I'm not a piece of shit. I'm not out here degrading folks, belittling folks, beating people down, talking down to them, using folks. I'm not doing none of that. None of that. I'm not disrespecting my daughter. I'm not choosing a man over my daughter. I'm not calling her bitches and hoes and slapping her in the face. None of that shit. I'm not doing that. I didn't have a mother to raise me. Some people came from a single mother and are millionaires and billionaires and know how to treat people. So the bullshit that they be talking about single mothers are the worst, we're not. And you said that with so much puffing your chest, but do you understand what it feels like to be a single mother? Do you know what the fucking shit you have to go through to be a single mother? Coming from a single mother, this shit is not for the fucking birds. It's not. Being a single mother is not for the birds. Like I said, it's so much work that you have to do within yourself just so that you can pour into your kids so that they can be better people. That's the issue. It was never an issue about being a single mother. It's the fucking individual that is a single mother. She got to work on herself. She has to be a better person, go through some healing, learn some shit, try some shit, do something different so she can pour into her kids, so her kids can grow up and be better people. It has nothing to do with being a single mother, because you can have a father in the home, and there are people who have a mother and a father in the home and they grow up and still ain't shit. I know some of them. I know some people that have come from structured families and they ain't shit. They out here using folks, beating on folks, misleading people, degrading folks, and they came from a structured family. So it has nothing to do with being a single mother. I wish people would shut the fuck up with that. Instead of you downing us, how about be there for us? How about build a community for us? How about help us? No. Y'all always got something to say. It's just single mothers. Everybody got to hold everybody accountable. Simple shit. But, you know, being a single mother has taught me some shit. I didn't think that I would make it. I honestly didn't. There was quite a few times that I just wanted to unalive myself because I just couldn't take it. And every single time I thought about it, I'm like, but I have these kids here. Who's the fuck is going to take care of these kids? Who going to look after them if I unalive myself? Nobody. So I got to get it the fuck together. And that's what I've had to do. I've had to get my shit together through my depression, through wanting to unalive myself, through being homeless, jobless, nobody in my corner, no one I can call, talk to, run to, none of that. I've had to get my shit together. And I've had to start thinking different. I had to start moving different. I had to start working on myself. Not the outer looks, not the outer appearance, but that shit on the inside that hurts so much that nobody wants to talk about, nobody wants to do and deal with. That's the shit I had to work on. That shit that's on the inside, that ugly shit. And I'm still working on my healing, but I'm in a better place and a better mindset. And I know this because my kids, I can see it in them. I can tell. I put their asses in therapy because I couldn't do it. I couldn't figure it out because I had to work on myself and get my shit together. So I put their ass in therapy and I could just tell the difference. Now, my son at fucking 12, 13 years old talking about self-love. What? Self-love? Okay. Okay. You know, my daughter, smart as fuck, knows not to fucking, she's not a follower, and she doesn't, like, take shit from anybody, but she's fucking super smart and funny, and she's shining to be herself. She's becoming a beautiful young woman, a young lady, and I see it. I can fucking see it, so I'm grateful. If I could change anything, I mean, I would probably change my choice in the men that I, you know, I wanted to be with or I thought was the right person to be with because I wanted to settle down. If I could change anything, it would be that. Because through trials and tribulations bring on life experience, education, growth, maturity, wisdom. So I would never take any of this shit for granted. And I would never live in regrets of the stuff that I've been through. You know? But yeah, I just had to drop that one. You know, I felt it on my heart. I felt the need to talk about it because people like to say so much about what they would and won't do. I ain't gonna be no single mother. But you having a baby ain't gonna keep a man. That's the number one rule. in the book. Get this man a million babies. If that man don't want to be kept, he ain't going to be kept. So I didn't have a baby to keep a man. I had my babies for me. I had them because I didn't know what it felt like to be loved. And I had so much love to give. And I'm giving it to these men and women that I were dating back then. But whatever. I was giving all this love that I had to these motherfucking humans that was not accepting it. They were not appreciative of it. I wasn't appreciative of it because, again, I was giving it to so many people, but I was not giving it to myself. I didn't realize that till later on. But all this love that I had to fucking give, I was giving it to these people, and they were not accepting it. They were rejecting it, and I couldn't understand it. So when I had my babies, I was able to give all my love to them. All of it. I can't tell you how much I love my babies. Those are my lifelines. I gave all my love that I could to them. And then I tried to, or I thought that if I found someone that would help me, you know, it would be better. So that's why I made my choices in trying to be with somebody. And those choices was wrong. And I do hate that my kids did not have like a male figure or a male role model. I'm not gonna lie, I hated that shit. Like it's so common in life nowadays for a male figure to not be around in the kid's life. They don't even know. I think that might be something that bothers me now. It's like when my daughter gets older and she's starting to date, you know, hopefully she learns from her mama's mistakes, because she did tell me I had a bad choice in men. So maybe she learned from my mistakes, and hopefully she doesn't have to go through the bullshit that I went through when it came down to a male. And for my son, like, I hope that, you know, I can teach him how to treat a woman. That's my thing, because I can't teach him how to be a man. So that was one thing that bothered me a lot, too, throughout the years, is not having a male role model around to show my kids how a man is supposed to be. And not for nothing, because it ain't too many real men out here in the world. If they are, they somewhere ducked off. But the shit that I've been seeing does not show activities of a real man. It shows some bullshit. On another level. Because 9 days, motherfuckers just want to use you. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck about no kids. They don't even care if the kid eat. And yeah, I've run into some fucked up individuals. So that's why I'm saying. But yeah, that might be the one thing that bothered me, is my daughter not knowing what a real man is, and then my son not being able to experience seeing what a real man is. 'Cause yeah, it's society and social media can show you a bunch of bullshit, but until you experience it yourself, that's all it's gonna be. It's bullshit. But all right. This has been, you know, the episode that I wanted to release last month. But I was like, I'm just going to give it some time because I had to rebrand. And now that I've been able to rebrand, I can focus on my episodes now. So this one, the single mother effect. Stop degrading us, because single mothers make the world go round. Mothers in general make the world go round. Being a mother is not an easy fucking job, whether you with somebody or, you know, not. Because I was in a whole live relationship and I was still a single mother over here in a whole live relationship. So, you know, being a mother is not an easy job. Put some respect on it. Real shit. Thank you.